It was a place of memories. The soft earth beneath her feet, the acrid, autumnal smell of bonfires, an old song crackling from the speaker of a distant radio. Everything about the allotment reminded Yasmin of a summer's day many years ago. How old had she been? 6? 7? Her grandfather, holding her hand, walking her along the path between the bean poles and trellises, the greenhouses and garden sheds. He had handed her a small red trowel, its paint peeling to reveal the dull metal beneath, and shown her how to dig up the dandelions, which, in the few short weeks he'd been away, had infested one corner of his patch. They'd spent the whole afternoon there, in the allotment, digging up weeds, eating jam sandwiches, and drinking tea from a tartan-patterned thermos flask. They listened to the radio, and counted butterflies, and when, accidentally, her grandfather hit his thumb with a hammer, he swore loudly in Punjabi, hoping she hadn't understood him. But she had. Was that the last time she'd come here? Probably. Definitely. 12 years ago. And by the look of the place, it had been a year or more since the old man's last visit. Sad to see it in such a state. Everything overgrown, and with nothing edible or pretty. His old shed. His home away from home, as he'd called it. Now so run down, its wooden walls green with moss, and a gaping hole in its felt roof. Her dread all afternoon had been that she'd find the door forced open and someone living there, or the aftermath of some teenager's party, empty bottles and cigarette ends. But she needn't have worried. The padlock was in place and the door locked. Even so, it took some effort.